The show starts when the audience enters the theater. On the stage of the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley, ominous scaffolding casts gloomy shadows across a dimly lit stage. A high wood plank bridge spans the spare performance space at an angle. The show starts when the audience enters the theater. On the stage of the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley, ominous scaffolding casts gloomy shadows across a dimly lit stage. A high wood plank bridge spans the spare performance space, the stage steeply raked and surrounded by crates, backstage paraphernalia, and enormous festoons of iron chains hanging from the rafters like clusters of evil fruit. All in all, it's the perfect playground for a Christmas show that takes place mainly in hell. As we take our seats, a handful of cast members wander about on stage, stretching, checking props, chatting quietly with one another. Christmas music is playing softly in the background, and then the play begins. Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, directed by John Tracy, is playwright Tom Mula's dark alternative version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. In this gleefully macabre adaptation, the oh-so-familiar story is retold from the point of view of Jacob Marley, Ebenezer Scrooge's dead business parlor. The original story does start off with his name, after all. Dickens' first line, "Marley was dead." To begin with, there can be no doubt whatever about that. Rooted in the glorious oratory of Victorian speech, Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol is the kind of play in which the actors all serve as narrator, stepping in and out of two dozen characters to deliver poetic descriptions and to set the rapidly changing scenes. And they are rapidly changing. Marley, played by Chris Lewin, is dead, shocked to find himself standing in the bleak afterlife offices of the Record Keeper, played by Stacey Ross. Marley learns that he must serve eternity in this frozen business person underworld, his soul doomed to gradually fuse into the iron locks and metal cash boxes he devoted his life to. His only hope of escape? To somehow redeem the miserly soul of his one-time business partner, Scrooge, played by Nicholas Pilsgaard. With just 24 hours to carry out the task, Marley reluctantly accepts the challenge, and with the help of a boyish, shape-shifting assistant named The Boggle, Rami Magran, Marley sets out as a ghost amongst the living to try and change the heart of a man even less redeemable than himself. Director Tracy, who certainly does have a keen knack for the macabre, emphasizes the light versus darkness metaphor by keeping the stage dim and slightly hazy with smoke, the actors all carrying flashlights to illuminate each other's faces and to create some pretty stunning X-Files effects with all those eerie shafts of light, including a gorgeous image of an angel with wings made purely out of flashlight beams. Tracy keeps things visually engaging, though the rapidly moving action is locked into such a blurringly frenetic pace, with the poor actor's words flying so fast and furious it's sometimes hard to understand them, that the energy works against the underlying pathos and heart of the story. I wish Tracy had let things slow down here or there, separating the moments of true emotion from all the inspired theatrics. Still, there is much here to delight the spirit and stir the senses in this offbeat but large-hearted twist on a beloved classic. Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol runs Tuesday through Sunday through December 22nd at Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.